Have you ever been imprisoned or stuck somewhere? Hi there, I'm Nettie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever been in prison? Well, the main character of today's Devo, which is a story, is experiencing it firsthand. Does he escape? Does he stay in prison forever? Well, you'll have to stick around for today's Devo to find out. It's called A Prison Called Self by Jonathan Baker. The walls of Andrew's cell were closing in on him. Only this time, it was no figure of speech. He had heard of other prisoners being crushed by their prison cells, and it terrified him. Since he was a boy, Andrew had never known anything but the prison of self. He had been there, along with everyone else who comes into this world. From ancient times, this dungeon had housed countless people, young and old, rich and poor, but now, for Andrew at least, time had run out. Andrew screamed for help as he huddled in the middle of the shrinking chamber. From experience, he knew the walls were soundproof, so it was useless to call for aid. He was truly alone. Andrew began to picture the moment when the walls squeezed together for the last time, but it was too horrible to imagine. He tried the door again, but it was locked and wouldn't budge. Before this, Andrew had lived in three different sections of the prison of self. He began in the block called self-righteousness. Considering himself a good person, he refused to admit that he'd ever done wrong. In his pride, he hated correction and considered it weak to be meek or humble. But after a while, he grew tired of always acting good and transferred to the ward of self-indulgence. That block had large, beautiful rooms filled with luxuries, modern conveniences, and entertainment of all kinds. For a time, Andrew enjoyed himself there, but soon found that his lavish room was still a prison cell. Every morning, he got up to a day of hard labor, for self is a terrible master. And every night, he returned to the confines of his room. Now he was in his third and final cell, self-pity, dimly lit and depressing, and it was starting to crush him. Would it all end like this? Did nobody care? In desperation, Andrew recalled that a man named Jesus often walked the prison halls, offering freedom. Many convicts rejected him in mocking unbelief, but now Jesus was Andrew's only hope. "Jesus, Jesus, save me!" he cried out. The door of his cell was yanked open, and a hand reached in. Andrew grabbed it and was pulled out just as the walls closed with a crash. Beyond the borders of self lies a vast country with wide plains, mighty rushing rivers, and peaceful woodlands. It is the country of the Christ life, and all who have been rescued from self may freely enjoy this good land. Andrew has. So let's talk about this story a little bit more together. What are some ways that living for self can make us prisoners? In today's allegorical story, which prison cell do you relate to the most? Self-righteousness, self-indulgence, or self-pity? And how so? No matter which prison cell we're stuck in, Jesus wants to set us free. He loves us so much that he died on the cross and rose from the grave to save us from sin and death. And once we've put our trust in Jesus, we don't have to let sin control us anymore. Thanks be to God. It's true that we'll continue to struggle with sin until Jesus returns, but the Holy Spirit will continue to help us turn away from sin and walk in God's good ways instead. How? By relying on God instead of ourselves. Instead of self-righteousness, we can be honest about how we fall short of God's glory and rest in Jesus' perfect righteousness. Instead of self-indulgence, we can be honest about all our needs and desires and rest in his perfect peace and joy. Instead of self-pity, we can be honest about all our pain and rest in his perfect compassion. What questions do you have about these things? Who are trusted Christians in your life you could talk to about this? As you and I can read in John 8:36, "If therefore the Son, Jesus, makes you free, you will be free indeed." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Luke 15, 11 through 32, as well as John chapter 8, verses 30 through 36, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Wasn't today's Devo fun? Do you like these interesting stories? Well, if you've got an idea for a story for yourself, something that reminds you of the Lord and His goodness and His promises, or something that He's brought you from, we want to hear about it. I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write Devos for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Dead to Sin, Part 1 with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.